Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Psalm chapter 30. In verse 5 in the B part, the Word of God says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Young people, have you ever noticed that sometimes things get rough and you're just not too happy? Sometimes maybe you're even a little depressed. If it doesn't happen to you very often, good for you. I really hope it doesn't. But sometimes it does come. Things happen, perhaps, and they're just difficult for us. Maybe somebody goes home to be with the Lord, and we're very sad about it. Maybe a pet dies, and we're very sad about that. And the Bible says there that weeping may endure for a night. And the night season is the season of sadness. It's a difficult season. So weeping may endure while it's night, but this always happens. Joy comes in the morning. The morning is something new. The morning is a beginning. So if you have this night season, it will always be followed by a morning. And in the morning, there will be joy. Weeping is always followed by joy. Now, there are some people who may say, well, I've been going through difficult things for a long time. Maybe somebody is seriously ill and their health is really bad. And they may say, well, I've been going through difficult things for a long time, and their night season may last a while. But even in that case, joy always comes in the morning. If you are a born-again believer, joy will always follow weeping. Even if it means that the person goes home to be with the Lord, maybe they had that serious illness, maybe a heart condition or something, and they go home to be with the Lord, okay, but joy will still follow. At that point, greater joy than you can even imagine will follow. Young people, whenever you get into a difficult situation, remember that. You may be in a tough time. You may not feel great about it. You may be even very sad about it or hurt or what have you. But it will always be followed with joy. God always brings joy as an answer to sadness, as an answer to a hurt feeling, as an answer to any kind of emotional condition whereby we're down. God will always bring you joy. The night season will not last forever. And when it is over, it will be followed by a morning season. And that morning season is a joyful time. In Ecclesiastes 3:11, the Bible says that He makes everything beautiful in its time. That means that no matter what looks bad, eventually it will be made beautiful. You may say, well, I lost a friend. Well, that is a night season. But eventually that situation will in some way be made to be beautiful to you. I was thinking about it the other day. A few years ago, my dog died. And we have these great dogs. That's because we have boxers. Boxers are great dogs, right? Other dogs are great too, but boxers, I think, are especially great dogs. They have the sweetest personalities. They're just wonderful dogs. And it was pretty unexpected, and my dog died, and we were just really sad about it. And then a month later, we find another dog, a boxer, and she's like the most amazing dog. That's the one we have now. She's the most amazing dog. She's like so much fun, and she's so sweet, and everything about you just wants to love her up because she's just such a sweet dog, and you just love when she's around. Now, that was kind of strange. You know, I was so sad on the one hand when my dog died, but I wouldn't have gotten this dog if my other dog hadn't died. And not that I think it's a great thing. I don't. I'm really sad. I miss that dog. But I'm so glad also to have the one that I have now. You see, whenever you get sorrow, whenever you get a sad situation, God will make it beautiful in its time. So yeah, it wasn't good, it was sad, it hurt, whatever you, but God makes it beautiful in its time. And that's where the joy comes from. The fact that God makes everything beautiful in its season. In Romans 8:28, God works everything for good. Now, the actual words there in the original language say God makes all things, each and everything, work together for good. Young people, you get into a situation or something happens in your life and it's not looking so good, and if it hasn't happened to you yet, it will. It happens to everyone. But God will make that situation work together for good in your life. No matter how bad it gets, there's always hope. There's always an expectation. The proof of God doing something good is the fact that something bad is happening. Whenever something bad happens, you have a promise from God that it will be followed by something good, some kind of a blessing, something that you're going to really love, something that will really produce joy in your life, even though it's bad. That bad condition brings a promise that good is coming. Sorrow brings a promise that joy is coming. Difficult times bring a promise that God will make them beautiful. You always go to these promises of God whenever something difficult takes place. Even if it's something small, maybe you had an argument with your brother or your sister. It doesn't matter, whatever it is, the outcome is always going to be something good. That's just how God works. You see, He's very intimately concerned with you. He calls you the apple of His eye. That means that He's gazing at you. The apple of His eye, that phrase, literally, again, we're looking at the original language, it means the little man in the eye. If somebody is looking at something very closely, if you could see their eye, you would see the reflection of what they're looking at. So when He says you're the apple of His eye, He says He's looking at you so closely, you have His attention so fully, that you could actually see your reflection in His eye. And so, since God is looking at you this closely, you can be confident that whatever it is, because He loves you, He will make it work out for the good. He will not allow you to suffer the bad. He will make it work out for the good. In Ecclesiastes 7:8, the end of the thing is better than its beginning. So not only is it going to work out okay, some people will say, you know, it's going to be okay. No, it's not just okay. More accurately, you know, it's going to be fantastic. My dog died and I was very upset about it. I was really sad about it. You know, it's going to be fantastic. You don't know it yet, but next month you're going to get this other dog, and that dog is absolutely phenomenal. It's a wonderful dog. It's like the best dog in the world. It's going to be fantastic. Yes, the situation may be difficult. Yes, I understand you're hurt. Yes, we're compassionate to people. We're kind to them when those things happen. We understand what it means to be hurt. God certainly understands what it means to be hurt. But the end is so much better than the beginning. Difficulties are actually a stepping stone to improvement. Let's say you have a certain way of life, and situations in your life are a certain way, and it's all working. It's all going okay. And God says, we're going to improve on this. Very frequently, that improvement starts with a difficulty. Because in that difficulty, God builds you. In that difficulty, God develops your character. In that difficulty, God lets you see His faithfulness. In that difficulty, God has the opportunity to show you that He loves you. You might say, but I fail. I make mistakes when difficulties come. That's okay. God gets the opportunity to be patient with you when you make mistakes. God gets the opportunity to show you kindness when you make mistakes. I'm not saying mistakes are good. I'm saying that even when mistakes happen, God will take advantage of those mistakes to be very kind to you, to show you that He loves you, to be patient with you, to help you, to get close to you, to really develop His relationship to you. When God wants to bring an improvement, He will bring difficulties. And we may say to ourselves, well, why don't He just bring the improvement? Because the improvement is a process. In Romans 5 and verse 3, Paul said he glories in tribulations. He gets excited when there's a tribulation, when there's a difficulty. Paul had this really amazing trust for God. And he said, when things get tough, I get excited. And there was a reason for that. He said, when things get tough, that produces patience in me. It produces the ability to endure patiently. That's the first characteristic of the love of God. In Romans 8:29, we are here to be made into the image of God. In other words, God is here to work His character in us so that we think like He thinks, so that we respond like He responds, so that we think like He thinks. This is what difficulties are for. And so he says, when there's a difficulty, that will produce the first characteristic of God in me. Well, that's amazing. And then he continues, that characteristic of patience develops my character. Well, one of the biggest problems in the world today is that a lot of people lack good character. God says, let me develop your character. That is a huge advantage, to have a strong character. Most people, I think, perhaps today, don't have a strong character, and a whole lot of problems in the world exist because of a lack of character. But a person who has strong character, they can cope with anything. They can overcome anything. There's nothing that they can't deal with. There's nothing that'll hinder them. There's nothing that'll knock them down. Because they have character. And not only do they have the ability to overcome, they have the ability to be very sweet in even the worst situations. They have the ability to trust God in the worst situations. In trusting God, they have the ability to enjoy themselves and have joy and peace and be happy even in the worst situations. Because God is developing their character. And this character produces confident expectation in them. Now, this confident expectation has an outcome in verse 5. The love of God is produced in their thinking, in their frame of reference. The love of God becomes their orientation. They find the love of God in the difficulty. We often don't think of it in those terms. We often think of, well, if everything is good, then I'll know God loves me. Quite the opposite. Sometimes people will say, well, if God loved me, He would answer my prayer. You may think so, but there's so many things involved in that statement. Let me give you an example, and I think this is a common example. I was talking to a person the other day, and they were telling me about somebody who turned away from God because God didn't answer their prayer. That person wanted certain people to do certain things that were very important to that person, and they didn't. And that person became resentful of God, thinking, well, God didn't answer my prayer. Let me ask you something. What would you do if you couldn't choose? If you had no ability at all to choose? That means you have no freedom. God gave you the ability to choose as the first thing He gave to man. The very first gift that God gave people was the ability to choose. That person who was praying, and it wasn't a bad prayer, but what they thought was that their desire should outweigh somebody else's ability to choose. God will never do that. We have to understand that God didn't create the universe to revolve around us. Can you imagine if the universe revolved around me? That would be the end of the universe. Pretty much instantly. God didn't create the universe to revolve around us. God created the universe so that it could reveal His love toward us. That person, albeit in their own mind, their motives were good, and they were good, didn't realize that what they were asking God to do was to violate somebody else's ability to choose. And God wouldn't do that. Because He loved those people so much that even if it was a negative choice, He wanted them to be able to choose. Never respond to negative situations in a negative fashion. Because all things really do work together for good. I don't know the end of things. But God says that the end of everything is better than its beginning. I don't know the end of things, but God says He makes everything beautiful in its time. I don't know the end of a difficult condition or a difficult situation, but God says the end of it will be that I see the love of God. Yeah, weeping may endure. I may be sad for a while. But in the end of it, I'm going to have great joy. So never be intimidated or afraid of a tough situation. Tough situations mean that really good things are coming from God. You guys understand that? All right, that's it for today.